This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Robin K. Cooper reports in the Albany Business Review that Taconic Biosciences is leaving Hudson for East Greenbush, New York. The company that breeds genetically altered mice and rats for scientific testing will move its headquarters from Hudson by the end of this year. Taconic Biosciences are leaving the One Hudson City Center complex. The company was founded in Germantown in 1952 and maintains a facility there. Cooper reports 35 jobs are leaving Hudson. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that the two Democratic candidates for the Hudson Common Council president seat will discuss issues at a debate at 6 p.m. August 30th at the John L. Edwards Elementary School Auditorium in Hudson. Candidates Tom DiPietro and Steve Dunn will take questions together about 2 weeks before the September 12th primary election. DiPietro is also running on the conservative, Democratic, Republican, and working families lines. Moderators for the debate will be Register Star Executive Editor Mary Dempsey, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Jeffrey Hunt, and Hudson Democrat Sarah Sterling. DiPietro is a WGXC volunteer programmer on hiatus during the campaign. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand will hold a town hall meeting August 26th in Kingston. Gillibrand has hosted 6 town hall meetings this year around the state, while local Representative John Faso has not held any, instead only appearing at limited attendance events. Gillibrand will be at George Washington Elementary School at 67 Wall Street August 26th from 3:15 to 4:30 p.m. in the A.J. Boyd Auditorium. RSVPs are required at gillibrand.senate.gov/Kingston Town Hall. Faso is holding a forum for 200 on August 31st in the Esopus Town Hall. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.